Good morning, Chevra.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Today we are, for those who attended the morning, pre-shachris learning. Sorry, but we are double dipping just a little bit. So if you're a germaphobe, beware. We're going to bring in a Mar Mokum today, which is always fun. But we're in the middle of the fifth element that you need in order to trust in someone. And we said last week that this person has to have been there from the beginning of time, right? We talked about the ChatGPT search, and nothing in the world exists physical that's not part of your body from the day you were born till the day you die, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically, I want to touch upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness has been there from the day you were born until the day you pass away. The Chovas Lovas writes that the reason the person that is around in your childhood, in your adulthood, when you're a teenager, when you're old, you could rely on Ba'avor Masha Kadamloi. Because of what he did for you in the past, min ha-toivos, ha-oitvos, va-to-oilos, ha-mesmidos, for the constant good and the chesed that he does for you. There is a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Be'erech ha-paim yifata katzen. Talking about someone who's is angry, how do you calm down someone's anger? As we know, you talk to them nicely, right? You don't fight fire with fire, you fight fire with a little water. Calmness. And when you talk to someone who's angry, you're supposed to speak in a Lashon Raka, softly, in order to appease them. So he writes the Grud, the Vilna Gaon, so you can take this to the bank. He's talking about how should we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says there's two types of tefillas. And I'm going to start with the second one. Hasheni, he writes, who? Chimavakash me'akadosh baruch hu. And we all do this, I think, because I used to do this, and then until I saw this, right? Who? Chimavakash me'akadosh baruch hu shiyaseh bishvil mitzvaysa v'chasada v'asheraysa. Right? That you should do the... v'zehu chimavakash bishvil mitzvaysa. That you should, when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some people daven and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really want X, Y, and Z, and please do it because I'm trying so hard. Please do it because I did this mitzvah yesterday. Please do it because I got up for Shacharis. Please do it because, you know, I was respectful to my parents. You just try to, like, throw in as many mitzvahs and good things that you did to try to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, you know, to listen and acquiesce to your request. So the Gra writes, it's not the best thing to do. Why? He quotes the story of Yaakov. That's going to happen in a couple of parshas. Katate mekol hachasidim, v'yir Yaakov me'oid. Why? Because shema yigar mechet, right? Maybe, okay, very nice, you did a mitzvah A, B, and C, but once you start, you know, making a court case to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, oh, I should get this because I deserve it, because I did Y, you're allowing all these other, like, litigants, or I don't know the proper word, but mekatrigim, like, witnesses, people that are going to fight you. They're going to... Prosecutors, thank you. Prosecutors that have come up, like in a court case. Oh, you think you deserve to get X, Y, and Z? They're going to come and be like, hey, but you know what you also did? You also did this other thing, and therefore, I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should listen to this person. So what does he say? What is the Gra, right? What should a person daven to? He says the first one, Shemavakeh shehakadosh baruch hu yaseh leman rachamah v'chasidav. Do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind. And he quotes the psukim from Nishmas, which we say on Shabbos. Ad heina azrunu rachamecha. Up until now, your compassion, your kindness has helped us. V'lo yazrunu chasadecha. And your chesed never forsake us. It was never missing. Therefore, va'al tishenu Hashem elokeinu lenetzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never abandon us. If you look at it, right, it's talking about the past. All the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in the past. Therefore, I could say with confidence, al tishenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenetzach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to leave us again in the future. When you want to have bitachon and you want to feel it in your heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, and you want to have the ability to influence your life. You want to be able to live a life that is stress-free, worry-free, enjoyable, and knowing that you're in the hands of the Creator and you really want to touch on a specific aspect of what can I have bitachon in, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. There's a Gemara that talks about, and this is what we're double-dipping in, Amar Rav Hunetz and Baruches, Kol HaMishtatev Shem Shemayim Bitzaroi, Kaifen Loi Parnasasai. Someone who is partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tsar, he will double, his parnasa will be doubled. How do you get your parnasa to be doubled? Also, the Gor writes, it's a person when you're middle of Shemana Esrei and you want X, Y, or B. And so what do we always do? We always think of different ways, right? If you're going to have a business meeting, right? If you're going to have a business meeting, you're in the back of your head, in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you're going to be thinking about how should I convince this partner or this business guy to sign onto my deal? And how, what should I say? How should I say it? But if you throw that all to the side and you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that makes decisions in this world, then, and rather, you just mispalo levada, you just daven to him, and you focus on his kindness, and Meretz Hashem, you'll have, your tefillahs will be more successful, your bitachon will grow, and you'll have a greater influence in your life, and the things that you want, and you'll be happier individual. Shkoyach.